This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, everyone. It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Aiman and Lynn. And joining us in the studio for the market wrap, as always, is Sean Tanis. Now, there's some good news regarding Malaysia's property sector this year, and this comes on the back of Rahim & Co International's annual property market review, which was released today. So, Sean, what are some of the key takeaways from it?
Yeah, so the good news is that after a downturn in the property market between 2013 and 2017, the numbers are showing the downturn has stopped. Basically, it's kind of bottoming out, and that's the good news because it doesn't look like it's declining further. And the less good news is that it will take some time for it to recover. So Rahim & Co estimates another 5 years or so for this to happen. And the reason is that there's still some problems that existed since 2013 that has carried on until today. And this includes a property overhang issue involving unsold units. But this is already being addressed. And if you remember, throughout last year, the government organized a lot of campaigns, a home ownership campaign, for example, which saw discounts, tax and fee rebates, which were given and they were put in place to reduce this overhang. And this has somehow yielded, I would say, a bit of results, because currently the overhang number is about 50,000 units spread across the country. And if you look back at last year's figure, it was nearly 55,000 at the start of 2019.
So this overhang issue is just one problem, but I think we can also agree that price is one of the things that's keeping many homes out of reach for ordinary Malaysians. Mm-hmm. Was that also discussed during the presentation today?
Yeah, so there was one interesting bit of stats which was from the data they collected from the National Property Information Centre. So it shows that Malaysians need to save for 4.9 years before being able to afford to buy a house. In KL, it's 5.5 years. And UN numbers put it at 3 years. So this indicates that owning a home in Malaysia remains a big challenge. So then the never-ending question is to whether to buy or to rent. And this is just my personal experience. I was thinking after I bought a house, when the roof started to leak and walls started to crack and all that, I wish I had a landlord to call and ask him to fix the house.
This is not my problem. Just farm it out.
So, and because I have to pay that on top of my loan, housing loan, which I think, you know, I would pay until I'm old. Probably my children will continue paying it. So there's a lot of conversation around this, right? So we asked Rahim & Co's executive chairman, Tan Sri Abdul Rahim, and he told us why buy now when you can rent first, then consider later. This was his comment.
I don't think anybody dies because of not having a shelter over their head. You see, the tradition, whether you are Melayu, China, India, the first thing that the parents want when their sons or daughters graduate is to buy a home. They don't say you go and rent first, earn enough money, save enough money for the next 5 years, then start owning the house. Instead, after 2 years, they say, oh, you must buy a house. Now, this trend needs to be changed. There's no harm in renting a house. Save enough money and buy the house of your choice after 5 years of working. And I think developers are also finding ways and means of doing this, renting it first, and then maybe after 5 years, buy now.
That was Rahim & Co's executive chairman, Tan Sri Abdul Rahim Abdul Rahman. So moving on to Bursa Malaysia, Top Glove Corp share price rose over 7% today over expected higher demand for their product. So what's the story there?
Yeah, so basically Top Glove shares rose about 34 cents earlier today. This is amid the coronavirus global outbreak. So it's actually causing anticipation there will be higher demand for rubber gloves or medical gloves going forward. But at this point, analysts are saying most glove makers have yet to see increase in demand since the virus is still new and it's mainly in China at this point. But that could change with the, you know, the virus is now being detected in Japan, South Korea, Singapore, Thailand as well. Four deaths have been confirmed so far. So the WHO also formed an emergency committee which will meet this week to discuss the infection. So at close today, Top Glove, on Top Glove counter, there were over 33.2 million shares traded, and Top Glove was 6% higher at 5 ringgit and 11 sen.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.